Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Welcome to Horror Not Oasis, a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am here.
How are you, sir?
I'm quite all right. I was kind of getting worried because I kept hitting the one button and it just was kept saying, you can listen to the host. I'm like, come on, put me through. After three times of hitting.
I know, it's like everything always goes wrong when we start going live. My computer was having slowdown problems, like, oh, come on, not now. Works all day, and as soon as you start going live, you're like, all right, let's mess things up. I'm doing well, as you can tell. My voice is a little bit better than previous 2 weeks, so
yeah.
My little situation finally cleared up the other day. Well, this past week, so
yeah.
It feels good. Not to have that little catch in my throat anymore, causing me to cough my head off. So I'm happy and looking forward to tonight's show. As noted, we're on a marathon of the Monsters Day marathon in honors of Mother's Day, even though Mother's Day was this past week, this past Sunday. We're still continuing on like we did with Easter, like we did with Christmas. We're just going to continue on for the entire month. And we got two interesting movies to review tonight and some news. And I guess the best thing to do is kick it off with the news. And this is surprising, to say the least, because this kind of came out of left field, is that Chris Rock is interested in revamping, reimagining the Saw franchise. And that is just an odd thing. It was almost as odd as Danny McBride and them with David Gordon Green with Halloween, you know, when that news broke. And they're like, oh, the comedy guy. You're like, now, you know, that one turned out pretty decent, right? So I mean, nothing bad there. And then now this with off the heels of Jigsaw from, I think it was last year. No, it wasn't. It was the year before, wasn't it? I don't even remember when Jigsaw came out. That's how bad I forgot about it, because that one wasn't very good. And just to see that, you know, Chris Rock has this idea, and let me read, it's a pretty big quote here from what the had online. So, first off, it has an October 23rd, 2020 release, so next year, new Saw movie. Okay, when Chris Rock came to us and described in chilling detail his fantastic vision that reimagined and spins off the world of the notorious Jigsaw Killer, we were all in. That was the Lionsgate Motion Picture Group chairman Joe Drake. Saw is one of the highest-grossing horror franchises of all time, and it's one of Lionsgate's most successful film series. This upcoming film will still be as mind-bending and as intense as all the other previous Saw films. Chris conceived this idea, and it will be completely reverential to the legacy of the material while reinvigorating the brand with his wit, creative vision, and passion for this classic horror franchise. And then Chris Rock said, I've been a fan of Saw since the first film in 2004. I'm excited by the opportunity to take this to a really intense and twisted new place. And the next thing is that they're going to get Darren Lynn Bousman, who directed 2 and 3, to come back and direct this one. So it's, and I think James Wan is also going to be help producing the film as well from every other source I can tell. So that it's interesting to say the least. As I said with Jigsaw that came out, you know, when it came out, you know, was the world really needing another another Saw movie? And it was, I don't think it was, because it wasn't, it didn't do that well. It was kind of the least, even though it was like the most made, but it was like the least with like money and everything like that. It didn't do well at the box office, and it kind of came and went. And it didn't really do anything, you know, with the idea of a new Jigsaw. It didn't try to push the boundaries. So maybe, hopefully, what we, you know, what I described or what we talked about with Jigsaw, with what could have been, maybe Chris Rock can do it. I mean, maybe, you know, push the envelope a little further, I would assume, and not the same old, like all the other films, you know, after 3. It was just like, it was there for the kills, and, you know, the story was just kind of subpar.
Yeah.
And so maybe he can do something good. I mean, again, who knows? Like I said, it worked for Halloween in a sense, so maybe it can work with Saw. But, again, I still don't know if people really care. I mean, they didn't really show any interest with Jigsaw, and I don't know. I mean, yeah, you know, you can put somebody famous behind it and make all the noise in the world for it. It's still not going to do that much. It's like if a new Paranormal Activity movie came out, like, people really care nowadays? You know, it's not really.
No. I can answer that one. No.
Yeah. I mean, there's already too many of those on direct-to-DVDs and on everywhere, so it's, I don't think people really need another one, not to say they wouldn't try. But yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I'll give him, I'm not going to say I'm going to give him props. I mean, I'm going to assume that the idea is going to be interesting, because that's exactly what, you know, John Carpenter said when, you know, David Gordon Green and Danny McBride came and pitched the Halloween, you know, like, oh, it's a push it in a new direction, right? And in a way, it's, you know, I'm pretty sure I know the part in the new Halloween where it pushed it in the direction that he probably favored, in a sense. But, I mean, it was just, you know, a fun little slasher movie, you know, what you want to see Michael being brutal, and that's what you got. And with this one, I mean, hopefully the story's there. I mean, I'm sure they're going to bring Tobin Bell back, I assume, because they brought him back in some efficiency in Jigsaw. So I assume they're going to bring him back in this one, because you always have to have Tobin Bell in a Jigsaw movie, even though he's dead in part 3. But,
right.
I don't know. It's what's your thoughts on this, Ian? What's your take?
Well, you know, I guess I'm going to keep my mind open to Chris Rock. You know, I mean, I'm going to keep it open as I can, because, you know, when I heard Jordan Peele was coming out with a movie, I was just like, a horror movie. I was like, really? You know, I didn't, like, I just wrote it off in my head automatically. So, you know, maybe. But I just don't care about Saw. I just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I stopped watching after the second. No, I stopped watching after the third one. The third one was where I stopped at. And I was like, the third one just felt like it ended to me. And I was like, there's no reason to keep going. And why, what is with this obsession of, like, bringing comedians into the horror Like, I mean, Jordan, it worked for Jordan Peele, but you're going to have, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess everybody wants to branch out and do different things, just, mm-hmm. you know, try their hand at it. And I get it. I get that. But I'm just like, you know, just, is everybody just going to try to, you know, milk this while it's hot, I guess? I don't know. Strike it. I don't know. My analogies are getting mixed up. But I don't know. Like I said, you know, I don't think we need another Saw movie. What I would like to see is an original. Give me something original. Don't mm-hmm. remake something. Just give me something original. Because it just feels like, especially when it's, you know, like Chris Rock wants to step into it, the horror business. Perfect. I don't care. Do it. But if you're going to do something, if you're going to try, just at least take a risk and do something that's not a safe bet. Because really, what the setup is, maybe a group of people get kidnapped and have to solve puzzles to get their way out.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. People die. One person survives. Or no one survives. There's really just a wash, rinse, and repeat. There's only so much you can do with one series like that. And it's
you know what they need to do?
Too safe.
They need to do it with, like, Jigsaw's in his own... Well, besides, again, it's the first movie. I mean, it's whatever. He's in his own trap. But, like, you know, like, all these, you know, like, bad guys or something. And instead of, like, people that's, like, off the street, you know, not grateful for anything, and then they come to realize who they are. Just get, even though I think it's been done before in, like, another movie, but it's, like, all these, like, killers and, you know, like, serial killers and put them in a room or do something like that where it's, like, I don't know. It just seems like there's, like, all these ideas, you know, all these things that could happen probably won't happen, you know, just, like, going through my head. You know, just, again, you have all these
ideas.
Exactly. And you're like, oh, you know, you want to say all these things, and, like, and that's, you know, it's not going to come to that. It's like our Chucky, when we talked about Chucky, you know, New Child's Play, when the trailer dropped, and, or the idea of it, and we were just, like, going off on tangents about what it could be, and then we saw the trailer, and like, yep, all right, great. But nonetheless, we better get on before we not have enough time to talk about our movies tonight. But yeah, get kicked off. Because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about, especially with our second feature, because I have to. But our first one is the one we're going to kick off with. It's a fun one. At least it was fun. I'll tell you this, Ian. I watched this about 2 months ago, our first film. It's Book of Monsters. And this is before we did the whole monster, you know, Monsters Day thing. I was like, okay, I'll give Book of Monsters because I'm always in the mood for a monster movie, right? And so I saw the, you know, I didn't watch the trailer. I was just like, all right, on a whim, I'll watch it. This is like 2 months ago, and I tell you, man, that was a little fun little throwback movie.
It was fun.
But yeah, so let me get the rundown of it because again, it's been 2 months. I didn't rewatch it because I'm still pretty good when it comes to memory and watching stuff. So we have our lead character. Her name is Sophie, and she has her two friends, Mona and Beth. And Sophie and Mona and Beth, they're sort of like their own little clique. You know, they're kind of like not the popular chicks, not technically, I don't even really consider if they were like goth chicks, but they're just like their own little three-man, you know, three-girl group. And they're just, you know, like piss off, do whatever. Yeah, wanker this, wanker that, whatever. And Sophie's birthday is coming up, and she's going to be turning 18. And one of her friends decides to throw a surprise birthday party at her place, at Sophie's place, and invites basically everyone, right? And so everything's going smoothly, and then there's this one lady dressed in, you know, red hair, and she's just like no one has ever seen her before. And, again, you have the popular girl and her boyfriend, you know, her boyfriend at the time, the black guy, like, picking on Sophie. And there's something with Sophie that only, like, her friends know but no one else knows. And they hire a stripper, and that pisses her off, a male stripper. And Sophie's a lesbian, right? And she has feelings for this other girl who's in with the popular chick and the black jock boyfriend type guy that he is. And everyone, you know, is just kind of making fun of Sophie. And, you know, everyone's like, you know, Mona and Beth are like telling everyone to like fuck off and stuff like that. And then we have this, you know, this tall, you know, redhead going through, and she, there's this book that Sophie's mother had that was, she used to read her and stuff when she was a kid. It opens up with this, and her mother died, because a monster got her. And of course, you know, it's a thing like, oh no, there's no such thing like that. And her father's like saying, yeah, it's been like so many years, you know, cause she was young when she got killed. And her father, played by Nicholas Vince, who is Chatterer from Hellraiser series. That was cool. I enjoyed when he popped up. I was like, oh, that's cool, because I actually met Nicholas Vince, and it's cool to see him again in a movie, because he hasn't really done too many because he's an author from last time I checked, but it's cool to see him in a feature, especially not with a bunch of makeup on, playing Chatterer. And so the redhead takes the big dude, technically the virgin, and kind of does an incantation by carving a pentagram on his chest and reading from the book, and sets loose a horde of monsters on Sophie's birthday party, and it starts bloodshed starts to happen, and Blotties gets ripped in half, and arms and everything just goes all over the place. And what we have is a fun little, you know, throwback to like the late 80s, early 90s monster features that would be on like USA Up All Night, or, you know, like Sci-Fi Channel, when Sci-Fi Channel was awesome. You know, I was like, thinking when I watched, after I watched this, I was like, that's sort of like Spookies in a way. And then, like, I was thinking of all these other like 90s monster movies, like The Haunted Sea and like Mutator, and just, you know, just like stuff like that, like from the, like, that period. And it was just like fun seeing like practical monsters, practical gore. And it was just fun, you know, just, it's, you know, horror comedy in a sense, but it was like, again, more, you know, what you would kind of want with the monster movie. It was like monsters killing people. And that's what happens with the very first monster shows up. It's like a deer sort of, with the horns and like big bulking, and he has like a spot on his back that you have to stab to kill him, and he's just like running rampant, ripping people in half in the living room, and blood and bodies are going everywhere. And, you know, the group splits up, they're trying to figure out what's going on, and then they realize that the one girl is it's kind of a spoiler, but like they learn more about the one chick in the red hair that does the incantation. And they're trying to figure out what to do. And then, like, Sophie's learning more. Like, she's got to figure out more about the book. And she learns more about herself and her mother. And they just go through all these various monsters. You get, I think, like, maybe five monsters. They don't the main one is the deer monster, the skeletal deer creature in the beginning, tearing people apart. And then you have this that's in a plague doctor mask, and he has sickles, and he's just like stabbing people really fast, and like he can like throw these worms on the ground, and like the worms can get into something to create evil versions, and like they get into like these gnomes, the lawn gnomes, and like so you have a part where like the stripper, the male stripper, and like the mean girl that picked on Sophie in the kitchen, like the worms come in, and like the little gnomes with like evil teeth, you know, like sharp teeth come out of it. And so they have to fight off the gnomes in the kitchen while their other ones are fighting off the, you know, the deer thing in the living room. And then you have them all like come together, and they fight another, technically it's not a creature. It's like a screaming lady or something that she gets unleashed from a picture. Like they open the picture and she comes out, and they have to try to get her back into the picture, and she's causing all kinds of chaos. And so yeah, it's a pretty fun little movie. I had it was better than I expected it to be when I first watched it. I was like, oh man, I was pleasantly surprised with that. You know, it didn't do that. You know, it was to the point and knew what it was, and it just had fun with it. whereas one we'll talk about later didn't know what it wanted to be. But this one, like, it had fun with it. It was playing around, and it was just, like, practical effects that were pretty fun. And, you know, good and gory in parts, like intros and everything getting slapped, you know, thrown across the living room. And the only downfall I had with it is that the big, you know, like the big creature or the big monster at the end of it, once you get the book, like there's no known weakness because, like, everything's in this book, this big giant book. And, like, the main one, like, okay, it's this, and, like, there's no known weaknesses. And, like, they had more trouble dealing with the other monsters than the final monster. And I think that was just kind of weak in a sense where, like, you're thinking this big buildup, there's no weaknesses, and then they just kind of, like, shrugged it off, like, oh, that was easy. You know, that's, like, the only minor complaint I had with it. But the rest of it, it was fun. I mean, the creatures looked cool, practical effects, and it was a quick watch, too. But, yeah. Ian, your thoughts on Book of Monsters?
I actually really enjoyed it. It just, I'm not going to lie, I don't know if you ever watched the cartoon show, but Gravity Falls, it kind of reminded me of that. Because, you know, he had all these books and all these monsters were in it and stuff. And I just thought it was funny. But, no, I really liked it. It was fun. It was campy. And honestly, I thought it was funny just how easy that was. That one dude, oh God, with the long hair, just come out of nowhere and just boom. And I don't know. I really hope they make a sequel to this because it would be, I would totally love to see that because, I mean, it kind of sets up for one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like, and, because, I don't know, but it really did have a charm to it. Like, it was fairly, I thought it was fairly decent paced for, this, you know, the short of a movie it was. And, like, and it like you said, you know, it knew what it was. It had fun to do with it. And they had that idea, and they actually accomplished it, you know, unlike some of the movies we watched last month. And the movie we're going to talk about next. But, you know, I'm glad that when I saw it, I was like, ooh, this is nice. This sounds nice. Like, no, I thought it was going to be fun, and it was, and I was just excited. So, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. It has, you know, it knew what it was. It was, like I said, a throwback in a sense to, like, you know, those campy monster movies from the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, so you'd get sort of something like the Boneyard, as I said, Mutator, Spookies, definitely, with all the monster varieties. To a point, you could put Nightbreed in there, so it's like just those movies around that time, even Mom, in a sense, because of the way Mom turned out. But yeah, just like those, you know, just like, has, you know, like Ian said, it has the charm, it has, like, the campiness, you know, tongue-in-cheek, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, but it was just practical effects. There was some minor CGI with, like, the gnomes and, like, their mouths, I believe. But it didn't really take you out of the movie or anything, but it was just, like, the only thing that wasn't practical was, like, the gnomes and the way they moved their mouths, but that's nothing. I just felt the ending was, with the final monster, was kind of weak. And everything, because, like, they go through this whole thing trying to do everything, and, like, she's, like, unstoppable, but then they just, like, oh, boom, it's over. Like, oh, okay. You know, when you have more trouble with the painted lady and the deer thing, you know, than the plant monster, is like, oh, come on. But, yeah, I had fun with it, and it's definitely one to check out. Like I said, it's fairly short, so you can get it in and out, and you're like, all right, that was a fun little movie. That's, and like I said, it's better than you expect it to be going in. So, again, like, I went in with no trailer, and I was like, all right, let's do this, because I want to see a monster movie. And like, yep, pleasantly surprised. I was happy to watch that. And I didn't hate myself afterwards, especially with the next film, which I watched this past week, which we'll get into here in a second. But I don't know. Is there anything else you anything really to say on Book of Monsters, Ian, before we dive into what will probably be?
I mean, not really. Not other than, you know, just repeating ourselves and.
Yeah, and we don't want to do that. So I guess it's best to say we'll leave it at that with Book of Monsters. It's a fun little romp. It knows what it is. It has practical effects, good gore, and it's fun. I mean, the characters are fun. I mean, especially the three friends going back and forth and some of the humor there. It, like I said, it knew what it was, and it accomplished that. So I do, you know, we do recommend checking out Book of Monsters. It's one of the better ones, even though I watched it before the show, before we even did this show. So it's you know, it's still worth checking out. And so, you know, Ian got to watch it. So if it wasn't for that, you know, the show, Ian wouldn't have seen it, and it's a good one to – see, so get a group of people, you know,
oh, no,
see a monster movie, and watch this one. So yeah, going on from Book of Monsters, we got another film. This came out last year, called Cynthia, and oh boy, I picked this one. Well, I picked both of them, but I picked this one first before, like, all right, let's throw Book of Monsters in this one, because it felt the need, because it was about an expectant mother and her boyfriend, her husband, and they wanted to get pregnant. So it felt the Mother's Day, right? And so I was like, all right, Mother's Day. We should have saved this. So should have done this one last year. Not last year, but last week, and saved the silence for this one. But I'm trying to do these shows week by week. It's kind of difficult. So anyway, God. Oh, man, I really don't want to talk about this one. Okay, so
no,
Cynthia. As I said, it felt perfect for the show. Monsters Day, Mother's Day themed with couple wanting to have a baby, and they find out that they're having twins. And let me get their names here. It is Robin and Michael. So they're trying all this stuff, like injections from China and all kinds of stuff, and like herbal treatment and all these things. And she wants to get pregnant so bad. And then finally they get pregnant. Right. And then they find out that they're going to have twins, and then, oh, it's not a twin. It's a cyst. It's a sort of a tumor. And we'll just remove that when you give birth. And so what comes of it is that the cyst is actually, or tumor cyst is not what it is. It's a twin, and it is a little baby going out on a killing spree. It was trying to go with sort of in the vein of like It's Alive and like Basket Case, and man, did it fail! My God. So you have, which is again the baby, you know, it's a mutated baby. Creature feature, monster movie, killing people to get back to Sophie. And, like, they didn't even have, like, there was so much, we say this a lot, but, like, there was so much stuff there that he could have done. And he just went the opposite way and just burned the bridge so they couldn't cross back over it. And they
fucked with this so much
where it was just brain inducing, you know, just like I wanted to have a fucking tumor after watching it, you know, like fucking tumor my eyes and just fucking kill me, because just like there was parts there like, okay, I can get behind the baby, right? Cynthia, the mutated cyst baby, it was fine. I didn't mind it. It looked cool.
I liked it.
It was campy, you know, it was campy. It was tongue in, you know, what you would want out of something like this. And I just wanted more, you know, like they just like, okay, this is, you know, it's like I said, the little puppet, Cynthia was awesome looking. You know, I don't care. I dug it for what it was. And I was just like, okay, now go along with it. Keep going. Do something crazy. You know, do something like a Hinnenlotter, do something like a Coen. But no, they didn't. They just went down a path where I just wanted to pour gasoline on myself and set myself on fire. Where they just...
It was so boring.
Like it was boring. They went down this path where, like, the husband, what was his name? Michael, he turned out to be gay. And then there's like this whole thing of like Michael and his new boyfriend who wants to take the baby from Sophie, or not Sophie, but Robin. And like once Robin gets Cynthia back, you know, her life kind of goes to hell in a sense because she doesn't take care of the house. And like then she has like her sister who's like falling in love with Sid Haig's cop character, and that just fizzles and doesn't do anything. And just like they're trying to figure out, you know, like sort of like all these murders that's like happening, like Sid Haig and the cop, and like they're kind of questioning Robin and like everything going on there, because like she's sort of connected in a sense, because like the janitor in the hospital gets killed. And then like the nurse and the, baby infant, I don't even know what they're called. The baby infirmary. She gets killed, and just like all these people getting killed, and like Robin's like having like these like mini nightmares of like crazy stuff happening while she's giving birth. And like, okay, go along with that. You know, that's sort of in the vein of, you know, again, like It's Alive. And like, but no, they don't do anything. They just don't. And it sucks because it could have been so fun, and they just kept going, and I was just bored, and it was just like, go along with something, you know, because they have like Cynthia like locked up in a room, and you would think like, okay, do something, you know, have the baby go on a killing spree, and you do that, and it doesn't even really show that much when it goes on a killing spree. You get back to Robin. And then once they get back to Robin and Michael are the two most idiotic characters in a film. I literally hated both of them. And Robin, you know, played by what was her name, Scout Taylor Compton from the Rob Zombie Halloween films. And I don't know what it was about this role, but she was like so overacting, like it was just the worst. And it just was not fun, you know, just like, oh my God, you make me want to fucking die. You know, like no wonder he wants to leave the house and drink. You know, that's how I'm feeling right now. And I'm just watching you for an hour and 20 minutes. I just did not care. I don't know what it was about, like if the director wanted her to act that way, or she just brought that on herself to act that way. But it was just like one of the worst overacting performances I've seen in one of these films. And then, you know, again, Michael's character was dumb, and, like, for a while, like, it didn't know where it was going, and then finally it revealed itself, and, like, oh, Jesus. And then, like, the whole cop thing, and then Cynthia, it goes around in a circle. It's like watching a toilet flush. Like, oh, my God, this is terrible, you know? It's just like you have a big, giant pile of crap, and you're trying to watch it go down the toilet drain, and just, like, all these poop marks are everywhere, and you're just like, oh, God, I got to clean it. And you're just, like, pissed off. And it was not good. Ian, go.
Oh, good Lord. I was like, okay, this is boring. The dialogue was terrible. I was like, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And I was like, whatever. Most dialogue in horror movies is terrible. I mean, this is probably worse than it usually gets. But whatever. I was like, whatever. And it just kept going on. And then we saw the little cyst tumor baby. I was like, okay, maybe it's going to pick up. Some people die, random sex scene. And I was like, okay, all right, this is interesting. And then nothing. Nothing really. I mean, like, some people randomly die, and then you're like, okay. And then apparently, like, I don't know, because I guess I'm just going to say that because they were twins, they were like they could find each other. Because other than that, I had no clue how. But I don't know, like, it was just boring me. And nothing really does happen until, like, the end. When a bunch of, and then it got kind of interesting for like a few seconds, and they fucked that whole.
And then it
up.
Doesn't make any more fucking sense, because after the whole, you know, Michael and boyfriend scenario, and then then she goes fucking nuts for some fucking reason with after the ball pit scene. And then it's like, okay, what's going on here? You know, like they all somehow, like they heard the gunshot, right? I assume, and, you know, there's a gunshot, boom, everyone goes. And it didn't even, she didn't even fucking like, okay, I had a gun, he tried to hurt me, self-defense, whatever, right? Like, no, like, oh, they're coming after me and my baby, you know? And like, she's talking about Cynthia, not the other one. And like, oh, it's going to take her, you know, you're not going to take her away from me, I'm going to do this and do that and do this and do that. And then it's just like, what the fuck am the point? You know, it's like, you couldn't make up something like this happened and this happened, right? But no, it's just like, it just didn't make any fucking sense. Like, why she went fucking ballistic at the very end of the movie and everything. It's just like, oh my God. It was aneurysm inducing.
And honestly, I mean, like, the ending, like, where did the baby go? During this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
they were sitting here watching the thing. It just disappears out of the car. It was strapped
in. Yeah, like
in.
The car door opened and like they didn't see this little thing run away. I mean, it's just like there's like all these little plot holes in this whole movie. The continuity issues and all kinds of shit going on in this one. It's just.
Yeah, and also 5 years had passed. Years had passed. How did. They just, when they introduced the boyfriend, apparently they had been together for a long time. And they're just now meeting them? I'm kind of, and then, like, she just apparently let herself go for whatever reason. I was, like, dumbfounded. I was like, what the hell? So they just did a 180, and now
mm-hmm.
all she wants to do is smoke weed. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Okay. I'm like, whatever. This is. I mean, I like Cynthia. I'm going to say I liked that character. I liked Cynthia. I just wish they used her more.
Yeah, like I said,
I
said, it wanted to be like Frank, you know, Hinlotter with like Basket Case, a little bit of, you know, Larry Cohen with It's Alive and the It's Alive films, and they just did not even go through with that. They wanted to go this weird, stupid route that didn't work, and like they had like the idea was there. I mean, it's a blueprint, you know, just follow along. And here they are going the complete opposite, and like I said, just like burning everything behind them, or just like, nah, we're gonna go this way, and just like it was the most dumbest thing. What this film could have been, with even like the suckling or something, you know, like that had a, you know, mutated, aborted baby fetus coming back trying to kill its mom, right? And there's even a movie called Rise of the Dead, and it's about a lady that aborted her baby, and then her baby comes back through dead people, and like it transfers from dead
oh,
person
what was
like
that
zombie
movie
like
that we watched,
yeah. Or Machine Gun Baby. Machine Gun Baby. And, like, that knew what it was, and that was, like, 30 minutes, but it knew what it was trying to be, even though it wasn't that really that good. But there's, like, all these other, you know, but, like, again, there's, like, all these ideas, and, like, people can go through and do what they're trying to do, but this one just did not. Like I said, it's an easy thing to do. And they just wanted to go this I guess maybe that's what they were trying to go for, this completely different, oh, you think you know what you're going to get into. Uh-uh. Right? Like, no, we're not going to have a crazy baby going around killing people like you would want in, like, various gruesome ways. No, we're just going to have this fucking crazy mom going on a fucking weed binge and her husband is gay.
That's my takeaway from that. I'm gonna draw parallels to what was that Easter movie we watched? Beaster
Day
or Beaster Bunny? Yeah,
Beaster
with
Day.
The giant. Yeah, like creature was cool. About the only thing good about that movie, and like, you know, it had a blueprint that it could have followed and. They said, fuck that. We're just going to make a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And just, and that's, I'm going to, you know, that, God, now I'm thinking about that shit, whole movie, and getting angry. But no, it's like, you know, I was like, I was rooting for the baby in the beginning. I was like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Just randomly kill all these people. Okay, that's fine with me. All right. And then it's nothing. And then it's just absolutely nothing. Like, especially after the after it left the hospital, nothing happened until the end. And it was, oh my God.
Honestly, like, want to see a movie? Here's the thing. I think the movie would have been better, or I want a spinoff movie of Bill Moseley's character as the old lady bum. That seemed like a way better movie. I just like saw Bill Moseley as that old lady bum, just walking the streets talking to himself. That would have been a way more entertaining film than what we've seen, because that was like one of the best parts was Bill Moseley as the old lady bum with the cart. I was like, oh, well, because as soon as the movie's over, like, damn, I just want to see the Bill Moseley part. And like I said, since, and they do, like, the ad CG with Cynthia as well, like, they just, like, morph her head back and forth to make it move. And sort of, like, they don't even move it like they do, but, like, when her mouth opens, like, they don't even use, like, the puppet. They just, like somehow digitally impose, like, stretch it out. So it would move, and her face would move for, like, facial expressions. It was weird how they did Cynthia facial-wise. But, again, I did like the way that Cynthia looked, the puppet looked. And, like I said, they could have done so much more with Cynthia going on, you know, like, a killing spree. Instead of the first half escaping the hospital and then attacking the nanny. That just didn't make fucking sense. But whatever. There's just a lot of things that just, like, made you scratch your head and, like, okay, this is where it's going. And it just hit a point where it's just like, all right, I'm done, literally. And then the ending didn't make things better with Robin and her belligerent fucking style. And it was terrible. It was just not one of the best, you know, especially when you have something like Book of Monsters and then you have this. You know, again, I was like maybe it's a live basket case, suckling, something like that. No, it doesn't do that. So I say it's best to avoid Cynthia unless you like bad movies or just bad everything. And I'm not saying, you know, like bad movies are bad. I'm just saying this one just did not know what it wanted to be. And it was a mess, you know, as Ian said, it's sort of like Beasterday mess where it's just like all over the place. And they introduce all these things.
No,
it doesn't add up. And it's just like it was all over the place.
Yeah.
But any final words, Ian?
No, I just, you know, hope that on my wedding night I'm not going to be, you know, because that's Saturday, and I hope I'm not going to be laying in bed and just this movie pops up into my head and I'm just going to get angry. She's going to be like, what's wrong? And I'm like, this fucking movie
fucking
I watched.
Fucking Cynthia.
I was like, God, I don't know. But I can't wait to see what our choices are for next week. And,
yeah,
you know, hopefully wash this bad taste out.
I'm thinking
of our
next
mouth.
Week we're going to do Bigfoots. I think we're just going to go Bigfoot. I've been thinking it.
I like Bigfoot.
And there's like a lot of stuff. You know, I've been trying to find other things because I'm trying to plan this whole month out. I'm thinking next week would be Bigfoots, and then the following week we would have the Brightburn review and then something else, because it's technically Mother's Day in a sense with a monster, you know, Mommy's Little Monster. So it makes sense to have a Brightburn and then something else, and then that would probably be the end of it. But yeah, that's going to do it for this week's episode of our Monster's Day marathon, and we'll see if maybe Bigfoots next week. We don't know. So Ian, as always, it's been great talking to you, and thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye.